Hey everyone, this is Bitches Be Crazy with Kirsty and Kiki.
You said my name wrong.
I totally did. I was over here about to fall because I'm unplugging stuff in the house. I'm having a bad day, girl. I'm having a bad day.
Kirsty.
Chrissy. I still sound like I'm saying it wrong. Chrissy.
There you go.
I have to act like a white person when I say it then. Chrissy.
Why am a white person with a white person name?
They're not. Oh my god. It's been a minute. How have you been?
I have been better.
Right?
I'm surviving. I have been sick.
God, you've been sick for a minute.
Yeah. COVID has almost killed me, and then the anemia is trying to finish the job.
Oh, God, girl. No! yeah, I understand that. Finally got over the COVID stuff. I'm happy it didn't hit too hard, but it was just a pain in the ass. Alrighty. Well, everyone, today's topic is going to be about the fucking school districts.
Here, you're having a lot of problems with yours, so I'm going to let you take over this conversation.
Oh my god. I mean, jeez. I mean, I remember you having problems with the school district, and like, I don't know what the hell. This is the only school district besides, like, maybe one more, but they weren't as bad because they just didn't really mess with my kids, but... Mm-hmm. In Euless, I'm just like, what the hell? And it's just one school, a junior high, that is just being upright freaking stupid. Like, I'm done. I don't understand how these teachers think they can actually treat other people's kids rudely. Like, you're not a parent to these children. You're not a relative. You're not a blood. There's no reason for you to be an asshole just for the fuck of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm sick and tired of it. Like, I've been nice this whole time. But now that I'm, like, telling them how I feel about stuff and questioning them because, like, I understand the fact of the teachers. Everybody's like, the teacher's right. But there's two sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so over with their stupid asses because it is bluntly only two sides of the story. And well, to me, there is. To them, it's the teacher's always right. Hell mm-hmm. to the no. I have two videos, which I am so for kids having their phones in this school district. As long as you're not playing on it when you're in class, which you shouldn't be because you're supposed to be sitting there getting your damn education and listening. I'm so for having the cell phones in the schools, in the rooms, and having the kids be able to pull them up. Because if anything serious happens...
Does she know that Dee Dee recorded her?
Yes. Oh, no. She doesn't know. I already told... I told the assistant principal about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just stupid how the whole thing went down. Like, I understand that, you know, the teacher had to, like, direct the kids. It was a group of kids that were talking. For what they say, it was a group of kids talking. And, of course, Denicia, she does not deal with, you know, she doesn't deal with people talking. She can't concentrate. Not like me. Mm-hmm. Like, you start talking.
Well, they're not supposed to be talking and goofing off in class anyways. They're supposed to be talking.
Exactly. So, Dee Dee's sitting in class and it's just like, you know, she's telling these kids, she turns around and tells them, shut up, you know? Mm-hmm. Because at first they were all conversating and the teacher didn't say nothing to them. And then she said something about, like, I guess someone was asking something about something. She was like, well, that's, you know, it's like $10. And the teacher abruptly tells her, I don't want to hear that again. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm sorry. Are you jealous about $10 or something? Like, they don't pay you that much. You got to be that abrupt about stuff. So Denise decides to turn around. She was like, you know, doing her thing, just trying to concentrate. Because mind you, this is a class that she's taking for her credit because she didn't get her credit. And she has not been getting help from the school at all. I haven't gotten any emails, any phone calls, nothing about my daughter. And nobody wants, like, to help. And if you're a teacher, you're supposed to be wanting to help. And there's only maybe two teachers out of that school that I give props to. And the rest of them are just complete assholes. Like, if you're supposed to be a teacher, you're supposed to be wanting to help the students pass, get their grades up, give them extra credit, give them extra homework, whatever the hell they need to do. This school doesn't do that. They're just too busy trying to act like little badasses when they're not badass teachers at all. So she's in her credit recovery class. And mind you, this is the boy that's talking behind her, okay? How the hell are you going to sit there and my daughter's little squeaky voice, you can tell it's a female. How can you say that, like, oh, that was her talking when it was a boy?
Yeah, she's very soft-spoken. Like, yes. You can really hear her, even when she's raising her voice.
Exactly.
She has a soft, quiet voice. I've heard her yelling, and it's like someone just speaking a little loud, you know?
Yeah.
So quiet.
And she's the type of person that doesn't give attitude either. You know, when she knows she needs this credit, she doesn't try to, like, have an attitude. Unless, I've built my kids. If someone gives you attitude, give it right back. If someone disrespects you, disrespect them right back. That's how the world works. So, when the teacher started nagging at her, because, she told me at the beginning of class, the teacher was, like, looking at her rudely as hell. And I was like, well, did you do anything? Did you give her an attitude? Or did you look like a bitch? You know, did you have resting bitch face? You know, because that we do inherit that.
Yeah.
But she
we
said
all
no.
Have that.
Yeah. But she said no.
But I don't look like it.
Exactly. Like, everybody always says, oh, you look like a bitch. Well, I'm not. I just have resting bitch face. But
well, I am, but I'm still nice. Apparently, the face working, you're over here bothering me.
Right? And she basically was telling me that the teacher was making her feel uncomfortable already, and it was just the first day of this credit recovery, okay? And so the second day, she was just like, the teacher felt some type of way and just wanted to, like, I guess target her. So when Denisha was like, why do I need to be quiet, because I'm not the one talking, it's them back there. And the teacher was like, no, I heard you say it. You know, pinpointing her saying, I heard you say it. Well, I guess you need a fucking hearing aid, because that's a man's voice that's talking. And I can definitely, you know how most of the time parents want to be like, oh, it wasn't my kid. Well, I know when it is and when it isn't. So I can verify my child wasn't being a bitch at this time. Because she...
You can hear it on the recording. And
yeah.
The teacher's like, are you freaking this? Are you... freaking that. I'm
yes,
okay, I'm smacked the shit out of you for saying that to my kids, because
exactly
don't come like, at them like that.
So rude.
Even if she was talking, she shouldn't have been yelling back at CD in that way.
Exactly.
You know, she should have kept her calm and her cool, and she should have been the professional, because that's what she's supposed to be.
And she wasn't professional one fucking bit. And it was just crazy, because my daughter, especially in class, she'll get really pissed off, but she doesn't yell. She starts to get tears, like I do. When we start getting mad, we want to cry, and then here comes the demon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she kept it cool, but the teacher was just like nagging her, and then she was like, what did I do? Because the teacher was like, well, go to the principal's office. And then she was like, you need to leave. And she's just like sitting there, and it's all recorded on her friend's phone. And you can tell she's not even saying anything rude. The teacher is being like, well, my daughter's saying, you know, why? I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? And you can tell in her voice that she's like upset about it. Like, what the fuck? And then the teacher goes, don't talk to me like that. Mm-hmm. Excuse the fuck out of me. But I don't think you have the right to even do that, for one thing. Unless my daughter was like, well, what the hell? Like, why are you kicking me out of class? That's an attitude. So you just had something against my daughter in the first fucking place. And then you want to kick her out for that kind of stupid ass shit. You know, like, you don't need to be there. And there's been times where I've had like the fight my kid got into. It was recorded. That kid literally was attacking my son. And of course, with the first part, nobody filmed it, but my son got a couple punches in there because the kid attacked him. And yeah, of course he's going to defend himself. And, you know, I don't think it's right that when someone, they say basically that it, if the police officers say it's self-defense, then they won't get in trouble. Well, Miss Little Heifer, the principal, thinks, okay, well, you know, I want him to go because I don't think it was self-defense. But for the simple fact that my son asked the teacher, because he's never been to a fight. He does not know, he's not a very controversial person. He doesn't like to fight. He doesn't want to. He's a peaceful person. And he had talked to the boy before saying, hey, don't do that to my sister. Don't be standing up in front of her face and saying, calling her names and stuff. That's not cool. Mm-mm. You know, so he wasn't trying to fight. That tells you everything. And I told the principal that. But because he went to a teacher and said, well, if I get to a fight, you know, what's going to happen? Because he doesn't know. Hello. They said that was basically him knowing he was going to get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't listen to nobody. They don't ask questions. They didn't ask any students. They just automatically, within like 10 minutes after calling me, said, oh yeah, he's going to go to alternative school. Okay, so you didn't look, you just looked at the cameras. Mind you, there's no, they can't hear what the kids are saying. They just see some little kid coming around, coming to my kid, and my kid gets up, of course. What, was he supposed to sit there and get hit? Like, are you telling me my kid was not allowed to get up and try to move away from the situation?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, this principal just loves to ag my nerves. Like, she has something against me. Like, I don't care. Maybe they're not, you know, they don't have parents like me that come up to them and be like, well, why did you do this? What was this? What was your assumption to doing this? And I questioned her about the whole process with Denise. I was like, well, did you call my daughter down? No. So you just took the teacher's side. Yes. And I was like, do you think that was right? Because there's always two sides of the story. And she was like, well, you know, when there's a disciplinary, I was like, there is no disciplinary act. And I bluntly told her, I was like, and I have a recording that even proves it.
Mm-hmm.
After I said that to her and to the other assistant principal, they were like, oh, well, we can see what, you know, what we can do. And I was like, no, I've already called the superintendent and I'll go through them, because logically, you guys have no brain cells in your brain to understand there's two sides of a story, and you need to look into all of the details, not just what you want to. And they didn't like that very well when I said it point blank. And then they were like, well, okay. And I just hung up. I was like, fuck y'all.
I don't know. The schools are just getting so bad. I don't want the girls in them. I saw, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, that a 12-year-old, so that's like, what, seventh grade?
Mm-hmm.
Here in Cove. The prince, I don't know how it started or what they did, but it's all on video. He thought she said something to him as she walked by or something. And he got down in the little girl's face and he pushes her. And he's pushing her till she's out of the camera area, and slams her into the wall and is like nose to nose with this little girl. And somebody else was
repeated it.
So he was trying to get her out of the camera view. You know, you can see him pushing her until he's away from the camera. But another classmate recorded it from the other view, and he slams her into the wall and is like pushing her into the wall right in her face. I don't care what she said or he thought and she was crying. I mean, I don't know what, you know, started it, but whatever it was, that was completely out of hand for him to
do. Yeah. The only thing that the teachers need to do is fucking say, go to the principal's office. That's all you need to say. Like, and you can, and when, even in the video with my daughter, you can hear her being like, well, you can go plead your case to the principal. Bitch, there was nothing else that you need to say.
Yeah.
And of course, my daughter was like, look, she was like, you're not listening to me. And then she took that to heart. Okay, but you're not listening to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a teacher and you ain't got no common sense and you want to be angry at the students, take your ass the fucking home. You don't need to be a fucking teacher. Because whatever the fuck your feelings are, you don't take it out on innocent kids, and especially other people's kids, because you don't know who the fuck you're fucking with.
Never understood people that become teachers that truly dislike children. And there are some, and I've known several that have said they hate kids. Then why do you go into that profession? Why do you go in when you know, that's what the problem I had up here. They didn't hate kids, but they were not treating mine right. You know, and when if she told me that Danny was lying, when Danny repeated word for word back what they said, you know. And when I went up there and talked to him, two of the others were standing there and looked at each other like, oh shit, she did hear, you know, because she told them, she said, I heard you say this and this and this.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to tell her to her face she's a liar. I mean, she may be an honor little brat sometimes, but she's not a liar, you know?
Yeah, but your kids aren't bad, though. Like, I can she understand the kids that, like, us.
Growing up, and they were making fun of her for being sick. I told them, she has, you know, a medical problem. She has something growing on her brain that's not supposed to be there that causes her to get dizzy. It causes her to get nauseous.
Yeah.
You have all the paperwork. But they were making fun of her because she was sick.
That's ridiculous. I don't even want my kids to go to school, but I know there is one school out here that is really good and they can graduate fast. So I particularly want them in that because it's a smaller one and it's by an alternative school. So I know that they have better teachers because they can handle kids.
Yeah.
These schools, they can't handle kids. Like you go past and you go past you like Tom, my son getting in trouble to going to say hi to a teacher. One of his favorite teachers because she's downright amazing. Like she knows, okay, I'm not racist or anything, but half of these fucking people are white. White, ornery old people. Mm-hmm. And these are the ones that have been initiating all the drama. And then not just to my kids, but to other kids too. And they're just like, what the hell is your problem? Like if you are freaking got an attitude damn problem, then take your ass somewhere. Because I've noticed like some of the black teachers are really good. The Mexican ones, I think there's one that's Korean or whatever. They are really good with the kids. And all the students love them. But for some reason, these particular ones that they picked that are, I guess, favorites with the principal, these are the ones that keep attacking the children. And I'm just like fed up with the dumb shit. Like, if you're gonna attack my kid, I don't think so, because that kid came out of my vagina, not yours. So if you want to talk some shit, you talk it to me, like, period. Because there ain't no, the only person that needs to be talking to my damn kids or giving them attitude is their aunts or me. That is it. Because baby right? dad ain't in the motherfucking mix. So but you keep your ass to where you got a limitation,
but see, if mama or auntie says something, it's not being just cruel to them. I give them shit all the time, but I'm not into them, you know. So Thomas does listen to your fucking mama, you know. I mean,
yeah,
but we're not doing something to be mean to them. It's a big difference.
Yes, and like if the teacher would have sat there and been like, you know, well, I'm sorry, you know, okay, maybe it wasn't you, and asked the kid. Instead of just directly pointing to my daughter, like you really are stupid, because these kids are smart. They're gonna record everything. So when it comes down to it, I'm gonna go when I go to talk to the superintendent, I'm gonna let them know everything. And it's just so funny that me being the way I am, I'm nice the first time, but if you lie to me like the second I think it was a second assistant principal lied to me twice, making up two different stories, that's when I got pissed. Because I was like, okay, well, you said this yesterday, and then you said this, and then you kind of pinpointed saying my kid was some type of way. Like, that's not allowed, because that's like saying, well, were you trying to say what, like, something rude about my kid? What is he, dumb, stupid, gay, whatever? What are you trying to put him in the category of? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're saying he's some type of way. What way is it? She sure as hell wouldn't say that.
What
and then
way,
she was like,
what way?
Exactly. And then to say, well, I don't know him.
Connect with it.
Right. And it's just, it's messed up because she was like, well, I don't know him, but I know how he is. Oh.
What does that mean?
Oh, exactly.
What does that mean?
Like, if you know how he is.
I don't know him, but I know how he is. No.
So you see what I mean? It's this ass backwards stuff. And then, you know, with the incident with Denicia, the assistant principal said something. And then the principal said something. And guess what? Both bitches did not say the same story. So who the fuck's lying? It's the teacher, the assistant principal, and the principal lying all together. Like, I'm not stupid. Like, bitch, I got you on recording. I know who's telling the truth this time. Like, if you don't belong in a school district, get the fuck out.
Right?
Shit. You don't deserve to be around amazing fucking kids. And you know, and you, the teachers need to think about it too. With all the shit that y'all give them, all the work, all this and this and this and this and this, you don't realize what these kids go through at home. You don't know if these kids are getting abused, if they're having a fucking sorry ass life where they don't get food or their clothing, or someone died in their family, or if they're going through something. Just because
that you're 8 hours at school might be their only relief.
It might be the
only time that they're around people who are not hurting them or being mean. It may be the only time that they're safe, or that they get to eat, or just, you know, live
with talk with their friends, communicate, let things out, stuff like that. Like,
and if you see someone that does have an attitude, it doesn't always mean that they're a bad kid. Now, mind you, there are some little fuckers out there that there are no excuses.
Yeah, some of them need to be slapped.
But they're not all like that. You know, exactly. The majority of the reason, if there's something, it's not just because they're little assholes.
Yeah.
But even if they are, take the time to figure out if that's what it is. Take the time to figure out if it's something else. And if they're just little bastards, then deal with that.
Exactly. And but being a teacher, I remember even being a student, we would always, if somebody had an attitude or something, all of us would get together and be like, hey, what's going on? You want to talk? Mm-hmm. Or we'd cheer that person up. Or even the teachers would be like, hey, you okay? If there's anything you need, you can talk to me. You know, and stuff like that. No, these teachers don't give a fuck. It's get in class, do the work, get the hell out.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Like, you have no common sense. And then it was so funny because the assistant principal wanted to say, oh, well, I can talk to you on Monday, but she was like, but I'd talk to you right now, but I have to go home and take care of my mother. I don't give a fuck. I do not give two fucks that you gotta take care of somebody, because you didn't give a fuck about what my daughter felt and how you treated her and how you just lied and told her she can't even go to her credit recovery class. So now I have to try to get her. Oh, but she was saying, oh, well, we can get her a scholarship to get into it. Oh, now you want to, bitch? Because I said superintendent and I said I had a fucking video. I do not care what you do in your fucking life, but you don't bring it to the school.
No.
If you have a bad time, like my kids sometimes, they'll even ask the teachers, hey, you okay? They'll come home like, our teacher was a little off today. I think something's, you know, going on. You know what I mean? But they don't sit there and be like, bleh, to every fucking buddy. Because damn, even when I go outside to people and I see they're angry, or I see somebody that's just got the smear on their face, I smile at them. I get the biggest fucking smile and they smile back. You know what I mean? Or just fucking walking around smiling. That brings off fucking people, good vibes to people. Do it. Mm-hmm. But don't sit there and bring anger to people. Shit.
Nope.
Good Lord.
Spread kindness, people. Spread kindness.
Good Lord.
Fuck a baseball bat. I'm tired of people's shit, honestly.
Right? And then they wonder why they want to blow up schools and fucking burn things down with anger. Yeah. Because you're just putting fuel to the fire that you don't know.
That's people literally can only take so much.
And exactly. Because,
you know, somebody over here might be able to take all your shit and all your mouth and bullshit and just blow it off and go home and not worry about it. It doesn't mean that this kid's going to be able to.
Exactly.
They're going to respond. Are they going to do something to y'all? Are they going to come in there and shoot y'all up? Or are they going to go home and do something to themselves?
Exactly. Like, just don't be a teacher if you can't handle children. Don't be one. You should be one of those teachers. Even when you're having a bad day, know that you're going and educating and other students in your life that look up to you, because a lot of children do look up to their teachers. But nowadays, none of the teachers are looked up to because of the way you treat them.
No.
This is the next generation. Treat them with respect like you want to be treated with respect too. Like, damn, it's that easy. If you're having a bad day, eat some fucking ice cream in the classroom. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Tell the kids, hold on. I need to shove my face for a minute. I'm having a little meltdown, and we'll be all good, and I'll teach y'all in a minute. And you know what? The students might have more respect for you even doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit.
Because you become more of a human, more of a person to them. They see, you know, that you have a bad time or something too, but how that you can deal with it instead of just going in there ripping everybody apart.
Yeah. They see you as a person, not just as a teacher, but a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went to school, oh God, here's fucking Miss Tiffany, oh, she's such a pain in the ass. And, you know, and you learn to be like, okay, well, maybe she's not that bad. Maybe I don't know her, so maybe I should shut my mouth. You know what I mean? So it was kind of where I got to the point where I would ask the teachers, like, hey, how you doing? You know, walk to the class and smile at everybody, you know? And then some of those teachers, you just knew they were assholes, and you're just like, fuck you! No way of giving a smile off on your face. Just flip the bird. Detention. Well, thank you, because now I don't have to look at your ugly, rude-ass face. I'd rather go to ISS. And I did spend plenty of time there too, because I couldn't deal with some of those teachers. Like, when I sat there and I wanted the education, like, my kids want the education and they want to get it, but when you're sitting there being a dickhead and not wanting to teach me correctly, because I understand there's certain ways in schools to teach the kids, you know, this and that, but I couldn't understand it sometimes. I learned a different type of way. And when I did it my type of way, it got the same answer. They were like, that's not right. Well, it was right in my brain. I got the same answer. So what the fuck's your problem?
They have to learn how to, you know, adjust to each person. Not everybody is the same or learns the same way.
Exactly. Just like on a fucking highway, there's different roads to take to the same destination.
Mm-hmm.
So hello. But damn, I just can't deal with the school, and it's only this area that I've had these major problems with, really, just this one. And I had to take my kids out of the same school last time.
Mm-hmm.
After the bad situation we were already in, they weren't even considerate about how my lifestyle was, being a single mom and, you know, getting kicked out by a jackass. And I hope he's listening to it, and he knows who he is. You know, and then being stuck in a rut. They didn't care about the kids' education. They cared about where they staying. What does it matter? When did that ever fucking matter? The education of this next generation is the most important thing. And you're, where are you staying right now? And that should not matter. If my kids are having a hard time, they want to learn. That's what's important.
That should be important. But it's like, I have a friend, you know, whose family up and left, he was, you know, like 16, 17, whatever, kept going to school and was trying to finish the last year out, and they wanted to kick him out of school because he was living by himself, because his family deserted him. How screwed up is that? He was there trying to better himself.
That's what I don't get. Like, and even, I've noticed that too now, with schools, jobs, like, you're not paying people enough to deal with your bullshit on top of the hardest work that people have to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People are getting treated so abruptly. It's not even funny. Like, now I understand why people sell drugs. Now I see why people do OnlyFans pages. Now I see why people do these things, because they don't want to deal with dickheads, because they think, oh, I run this shit, I'm going to treat you like shit. No, the fuck you're not. You know what I mean? You need to treat everybody equal. You know, pay them, respect them. Like, not treat everybody bad just because you're the owner of a business or you running this. Like, it's unbearable. Like, this motherfucking country gonna make me go to the goddamn jungle. I'm gonna live in a little tiki somewhere. Shit.
Hey, that'd be heavy. I want to live out in the middle of nowhere anyways. Yes,
for real. Shit, you be seeing my little Indian ass go, oh, butt naked. Do my little rain dance. You'll see the full Cherokee come out of me. Shoot, like, literally. And then Texas, Jesus Christ, why the hell does everybody want to move out here?
I have no idea. I want to get out of here.
Jesus. And it's gotten worse out here, girl, so bad. Traffic is like, I don't even want to go anywhere at all, not even the grocery store. And it's 3 minutes from the house. Jesus. Everywhere. People just stopping in the middle of the road to turn. You can't turn. Just keep going and find a different way to go. Stop trying to get everybody into a damn wreck. Like, the hell? Y'all got fucked up issues. Like, what was that old saying? Did you get your fucking license out of a Cracker Jack box? Good thing some of these motherfuckers have. They probably got their teaching fucking license through that shit too nowadays.
Probably.
Here's my golden ticket to be an asshole teacher. Fuck. Well, here's my golden ticket to whip your ass. You keep fucking with my kids. And as y'all can see, I'm really fucking high sprung on this shit because I'm done. And it's not just me. It's just people I know, people that, you know, as parents have to deal with this shit. And then we get the raw end of the deal. Like I had to literally stop working to take my kid to alternative school because it was mandatory or I'd get in bigger trouble. Mm-hmm. That's something I shouldn't have to do when my kid is defending himself.
No, it's not.
That's not fucking right.
Mm-mm.
Shit needs to fucking change. And it was like the next day they gave them this. You didn't even give me a chance to try to find a ride for him. You know, you didn't give me a chance to try to get something done, knowing that if I don't get things done, it falls apart, then I end up in the streets, and then CPS, and then a whole different fucking ballgame over something so fucking stupid. And I don't understand how they don't care.
Well, that's just it. They don't care. That's what the whole problem is.
Maybe my kid needs to whip one of their kids' ass, and then they can do the same thing.
Right.
Let's see how this works on your behalf, bitch. Be nice. People just need to be nice. I don't understand it. Like, there's like no world, like a piece of the world that's nice anymore. Everybody's just angry.
Uh-huh.
Like, damn. I know I have my days and I might look like a bitch, you know, but you can approach me. I won't bite. Unless you're trying to get my number.
Yeah.
You know, don't come at me trying to get my number. Don't come at me trying to be, hey, bae, what's up? Yo, no. Better turn back around because then you're going to see the mean bitch come out. You already see the face. You don't want to see the attitude.
What you guys do want to see is when we take off in the woods,
mm-hmm,
to our first video podcast. So tune in.
Yes!
It'll probably be the beginning of April when it is posted. So keep an eye out for that.
Yes. And please go to the Instagram.
Being out in the wild alone at night.
Oh my god. Ghost adventure shit.
Get ready for the scream queen.
Cause oh my god.
She gets loud when she gets scared.
It's worse than me seeing sharks. I cannot see sharks. I don't know what it is nowadays. Can't even do it.
As long as there are no frogs out there, we'll be fine.
Right? Do I need to bring a gun?
Maybe.
I got a machete.
As long as you know how to use it, you know.
Right? Oh yeah, I do. Shit. But yes, and also look out for our Instagram, Bitches Be Crazy Squad. Go follow, hit that like button, then get posted on everything that we're going to be doing. Like and share.
Hell yes.
And I also want to give a big shout out to, mm-hmm, Emo Vibes. Happy fucking birthday. Hopefully that will be one of our guests on our podcast. We got a special guest coming up soon. Very, very amazing person, I have to say. But you'll have to stay tuned for that one.
Yeah.
So we got more to come, you guys.
Stay crazy, bitches.
Yo, crazy as hell.
Bye.
All right, bye, motherfuckers.